You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Feels like the NBA Finals could be over. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Congrats. OKC takes a 3-2 lead. It goes back to Indiana, but felt like last night OKC Pearl really put their stamp on this finals, created a little separation here because not only is Tyrese Halliburton hurt now, he's dealing with a calf issue, had no field goals last night, 0 for 6, only scored his points at the free throw line. And you saw the combination of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams, J-Dub, combined for, 72 points last night. And, I mean, OKC was just all over the place, forcing 23 turnovers.
Yeah, but did you feel like it played out exactly like game one of the series where Thunder had a lead for most of the game, and then the Pacers wore them down, dragged them out to deep water? The Thunder were exhausted. So I think if Halliburton was healthy, I would like the Pacers in game six. The role players on Oklahoma City aren't going to shoot well in Indy. They have not so far. And then Indy will shoot better at home. I think if Halliburton was healthy, it'd play out exactly like the Denver series, where you go back to OKC. Denver won game six, right, in Denver. OKC's not the same team on the road. The numbers are really starkly different.
I know. I just don't think the Pacers have their closer, you know? And I know that Neesmith did close out a game against the Knicks. He hit, eight threes in that epic game one in the Eastern Conference Finals. But Halliburton is the closer.
Yeah, but they can't figure out TJ McConnell. Get that guy in there.
Well, he runs out of gas, too. That's the problem. Crick Carlisle
has
to take him out.
How do we know that he didn't get his gas back? I mean, he took him out. He should have put him back in last night. I mean, he had plenty of rest. There was no reason for him not to play at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think there was Halliburton still could play. And to be honest, it was a couple of Nembhard turnovers right when the Pacers had cut the deficit to 2 with about 8.5 minutes left to go in the game. And a couple really bad turnovers that led to threes and second chance points. And all of a sudden now the cushion was back up to 8, then it was back up to 10. And it ended up being an easy win for OKC.
Yeah, and OKC hit their threes. That is not going to be consistent. They will not hit those in game six.
Now, OKC up 3-2, but this conversation now has taken a backseat because Perloff has a theory about why this finals hasn't been more compelling and has nothing to do with substitution patterns, has nothing to do with defense, has nothing to do with legacies, has everything to do with nicknames.
Yeah, so back in the day, you didn't even know the NBA stars' real names. You didn't know. No one called him Irvin Johnson. No one said Julius Irving with a great play. Dr. J, Magic Johnson. And even as back as, the Black Mamba, The Answer, early 2000s, everyone had a nickname. Now what do we got? We got nothing. We have nothing consistent for any of these players.
Okay, so we do have the Greek Freak. People like that because we can't...
Because you can't pronounce his last
Giannis's
name.
So
that's an exception.
Do it competently.
And also, I don't think people call him the Greek Freak anymore. As much. I feel like it's a little bit, I don't know.
They just call him Giannis now.
Yeah, there was something about the Greek Freak that I don't think set perfectly with people. So I don't know. Yeah, they call him Giannis. That's what I call him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We've all butchered his last name so horribly.
But I'm looking at I Googled best NBA nicknames. Magic Johnson, Air Jordan. Who doesn't know Air? You know Air Jordan all across the world. Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins,
yeah.
Carl the Mailman Malone, Akeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Yeah, Gary Payton's The Glove.
Yeah,
Pistol
Pete.
But EJ
Jason Williams, White Chocolate, everyone
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think EJ brought up a point that it's not because we aren't clever anymore. It's not because, you know, people can't think of the nicknames. It's that none of them stick because it's like we are in a post-nickname society. Everyone's ready to clown each other, make fun of each other, that nobody can come out and say, call me the mailman. Yeah. Without getting a wave of criticism on social media.
I've seen there is an ad campaign out. I don't know if you guys are getting this in your neighborhood. New Balance signed Cooper Flagg, and they're putting billboards everywhere saying it's Flagg Day. I think it's June 25th when he, I don't even know why it's Flagg Day, but they're trying to make a thing out of Flagg Day.
Flagg Day is on June 14th. Oh, isn't the draft on
June 14th? The draft is June
12th. Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
right.
Flagg Day is June 14th.
Right. It's not. They're not actually celebrating Flagg Day. Man, he followed me. They're happening. Celebrating Cooper Flagg, the basketball
player. Sorry, English
player.
Is my second language.
But
forgiven.
Cooper Flagg feels like he's ripe for a headline, right? I mean, a nickname. Like,
you really going to call him Flagg Day?
No, that's not a nickname. I'm saying, like, I feel like we're going to find a nickname for Cooper Flagg.
Capture the flag.
There like Koopa Loop? I don't know.
Koopa Loop?
That's cool. What was Michael Cooper's nickname?
Mr. Cooper?
Coop.
Just Coop.
Right, and they did actually what that was what it was called, the Koopa Loop or the, you see him batting the alley-oop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I just think they hang in with
I think
Mr.
he was
Cooper,
the first alley-oop guy.
Was his sitcom. I don't know. Are we in a post-nickname society? Dave's in Milwaukee. Dave, is it just, are we slacking on this? Why don't we have good nicknames anymore?
It absolutely is slacking. I mean, the nickname game is complete trash as of late. And, I mean, the big one is, especially in the NBA, because that seems to be the where it mainly is you just go off of the initials, right? SGA. You know, not necessarily bad, but come on, we got to do a little bit better. You know, and even somebody like Halliburton, you just call him Hallie. Why aren't we calling him Hallelujah or something like that with the number of things that he's just throwing up out there? It's really not as hard as it is, but there's a difference between a nickname and a moniker, and that's what we're missing right now is a moniker game. Think of the one of the best places out there for it is pro wrestling. Everyone's got a moniker out there, and those are the things that stick. And those are also given, the people give it to themselves, like, you know, we were just complaining about. It's very easy to give a good nickname, and people just need to actually commit to it.
Well, but hold on, Dave. There's like a team of writers that come up with a lot of these wrestling nicknames. It's like, it's a different, you know, there's like people coming up with backstories, and you know, they're characters that are getting invented. You know, we can just call Derrick Henry King Henry. That's not good enough. He's a real person in real life who just actually plays a sport.
What are you talking about? There's a team of writers out there for every player in the NBA. It's called Twitter. Twitter does that for people. And you already know, if I went onto Twitter right now and I typed in so-and-so's name, I could find 12,000 nicknames that are better than SGA. There's probably someone out there calling him the Gilgis Lotus or calling him General Admission, something like that. There's so much better things out there, and they're just not even trying.
But by the way,
it's pretty good.
All right, thank you, Dave. There are some that we forgot. The Joker, that's one.
Yep.
Greek Freak, Spider Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell.
Yes, but Ant-Man, Spider.
Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. So we got a few.
Brunson Burner.
I didn't know Brunson Burner. I love it, though, for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, that's stuck for the Knicks.
Wembanyama. I tried.
The ironic, that's like calling the tall guy tiny.
Yeah, KD.
The unicorn for Porzingis.
The unicorn.
I know, but then we started using unicorn for everything. Can I give you a good NFL one?
Yeah, please.
Is Sauce Gardner not cool?
Oh, Ahmad Gardner. That's a great
I didn't even know.
Again,
he's like Magic Johnson. I didn't even.
His
did he
Ahmad.
Not change his name legally?
No. He's still Ahmad.
No, his name is Ahmad.
There are a lot in the NFL where guys do use a different first name. Then you read their first name and you're like, oh, I didn't know that
Kool-Aid
guy's name
McKinstry.
Was Joel.
Named out Kool-Aid?
Yeah. Kool-Aid McKinstry is the best, yeah.
Well, the SEC is going to be.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix.
Did Kool-Aid change his name? I think he might have.
I just asked ChatGPT for 10 nicknames for SGA.
Oh, I'm dying to hear these.
Yeah. Okay, well, the first one's SGA, so thanks for nothing, computer.
All right, so you got 9.
So the robots are not as smart as we thought, guys.
Solid start.
The smooth operator.
Smooth, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Smooth operator in the mid-range.
It's a great song by Sade.
Shifty Shea. Yeah, the internet would dunk on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Canada's finest.
That's RJ Barrett. Continue.
Is it? Silent Drake. Assassin, The Glider, Shea Time. How about the mid-range maestro?
I feel like they do call him that.
I'm a big fan of alliteration.
I feel like that's eight. I feel like he does get called that, even if it's not a nickname.
I think he gets called the foul merchant more than the mid-range maestro. Excuse me. The calm conductor.
The con conductor.
And SGA the slasher.
Sure.
I don't know. Guys, everyone thinks AI is coming for our jobs. I think we're cool.
Does Chet Holmgren have a nickname?
No. He's just Chet.
Chet Banyama.
I think when your first name is one syllable, I think oftentimes you don't need one. Mm. Like Kobe, he got a nickname, but he could have just been Kobe and that'd be fine.
Holmgren.
You know, there just aren't enough nicknames. You're right. And football is having the same issue, I think. Like,
we got to recycle them.
What is Jalen Hurts' nickname?
I don't know. I don't know how Josh Allen doesn't have one or Lamar.
Yeah, Josh Allen. Lamar
Josh Allen and Lamar should absolutely have nicknames.
So they've tried to make one happen for Josh Allen. It's just not catching on.
What it is? Because I feel like I'm in Buffalo Twitter and
I think they tried to get Winter Soldier going.
never heard that in my life.
I'm not advocating for it.
Also, is he a Winter Soldier?
Well, he's turned it around, man. He plays well in the cold weather.
Okay.
Better.
What about Lamar Jackson?
King of Broward County.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kodak's
best friend.
God, we are tapping into a major modern sports crisis right now.
That guy who had that high school highlight that went viral?
When he stopped at the goal line and the guy ran right by him.
So nasty.
Got Chet Holmgren nicknames also from AI.
Oh, this
like
is, yeah,
please.
GPT. Yeah, because this was a great one with SGA.
The Unicorn 2.0.
Okay, sorry for saying this.
Yeah. Slim Tower.
I don't like that one.
I don't either. Chet the Jet.
No.
Sounds like Kenny the Jet. Kenny.
Jason the Jet Terry is my favorite.
Yeah, that's true. The Holmgren Hammer.
What?
The Blocksmith.
Where's Chet from?
Minnesota. The Blocksmith's cool, but maybe not for him. Rudy Gobert. But Rudy Gobert's the Stifle Tower. That's a good one.
He has one. He has a good one.
Yeah, but he's just not the
Minnesota
best
Mauler. Minnesota Mauler for Chet Holmgren.
Spaghetti Western.
Okay.
Who, Chet? That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Mr. Mismatch.
Minnesota Mauler.
I know, but I think he's more known for OKC now, right?
Well, he's from Minnesota, though.
You know, a lot of these...
I just told you that. You didn't even know.
Well, I just wanted confirmation. Minnetonka, right?
Maybe it's too late. A lot of these nicknames I've seen came in college. So we might have missed the window on SGA and Chet Holmgren.
Well, they're not staying long enough in college for us to...
Yeah, maybe that's
get
it.
Get used to them, too, which is a big deal.
Oof.
Tough scene out there, guys, for nicknames.
I think NBA... Adam Silver's been trying to uncover every issue with the league and figure out why ratings are down.
I think we found it.
Think we should call the NBA offices.
You know, I think maybe people got so just sick of the process, they just don't want to hear any other nicknames for anything ever again.
Oh, that is probably the most recent nickname.
And it's the one that sucks because we just kept hearing about it forever and how amazing it was going to be.
And Joel Embiid kind of proudly calls himself the process. Like, he likes
it. It's ironic, I think, he's doing it now.
No, but I think he actually thinks it's cool.
What a disgrace.
That's a problem. Let's get to the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, please.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
Sports gods. I don't think there's any good nicknames on... Oh, there's a couple of good nicknames on my Mount Olympus today. We take our talents to South Beach, Pearl. We're in Miami. The four sports gods from the city of Miami. Would you like me to go first?
Yeah,
went first yesterday.
I'm just curious. You have four. Just state how many great nicknames you have in your four.
I got one.
I don't even know if I have one.
Well, let's get it going.
Go ahead. Let's hear yours.
Dwayne County. Dwayne Wade.
That's
Wade County.
Wade County. Dwayne Wade County.
I mean,
just
Wade County. D. Wade.
It's just Wade County. Not
yeah.
I heard Wade County, yeah.
Sorry.
But, I mean, his main nickname is D. Wade, right?
Or Flash.
Yo, Flash. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Anyway, Dwayne Wade is on the Mount Olympus of sports gods from Miami. Won the title with Shaquille O'Neal.
Former Cavalier?
Yes. And even amongst LeBron James and Chris Bosh and the Heatles, another good nickname, he was the guy and will always be the guy. He's got the statue outside, as ugly as it may be. He's still got it.
Yeah, that is not a good statue.
No, it's a terrible statue because he's actually a handsome dude. But he is not just You know, he's a sports god there. Sports god there, still lives there. Even though things ended kind of bad with the organization, he's technically a part owner of the Utah Jazz. Still the guy in South Florida, in Miami. Basketball, I think, was always like a distant third, maybe, for Miami sports. And Dwayne Wade changed that. Dwayne Wade, sports god of Miami, three-time champion. Dan Marino, guys. In many ways, still the face of the franchise. Still, after all these years, doesn't matter that he didn't win. Probably to him it does, but not to me. To put him on the Mount Olympus as a sports god. Did play in the Super Bowl, obviously, but did not win. And Dan Marino was ahead of his time, could have played in this era and still been amazing. Tough as nails, everything you want in a quarterback. And he also exuded that really cool, I mean, we've gotten lucky. We've gotten to interview Dan Marino a few times. That tan, man, that thing's just there.
It's never coming off.
Oh, it's so good. And he was in movies, and, you know, Dan Marino is just a huge icon. He is a sports god in Miami. No.
Yeah, but that tan, though.
It's amazing. He doesn't need makeup when he goes on TV. That's how good the tan is. True story.
Envious?
Huh. Crazy. If I came on camera with no makeup on, I'd look like I had tuberculosis.
Oh, no, don't say that.
It's just the truth.
Okay.
On to the Mount Olympus will continue. The last two coaches. Don Shula, Pearl, the winningest coach in the history of the NFL.
Heard of him.
And it looks like it's going to stay that way because Bill Belichick has moved on to the college ranks with his young girlfriend. So unless
Reed.
What?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid may, but I don't know about Andy Reid. We'll see.
Reed's the big one. And then Nick Sirianni, too.
Yeah, sure. Everyone, Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni, same. Don Shula, sports god of Miami, even though he did coach other places, Pearl, what he did in Miami and how he became so synonymous along with Marino, like think about how sad this is for the Dolphins, that these are the two guys, in some ways cool because they're so amazing, but also it took forever for Miami to find another identity, and I thought it was going to be Tua, but I'm not even sure it is.
Don Shula. Yeah, no. I mean, okay. Yeah. I'll save my thoughts on Don Shula. Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, you can't talk about Miami sports without talking about the U. And above any player who played for the University of Miami or Jimmy Johnson, who also is famously associated with the University of Miami, I picked Howard Schnellenberger as my sports god for Miami because he is the one who rescued the program. They were actually going to shut down Miami football. Can you imagine that? In the early 80s, they were going to shut the whole program down until Schnellenberger got there. They won the title in 1983. They beat Tom Osborne in Nebraska. It's a huge deal. And it set the course for then Jimmy Johnson to take over and continue the success, and it continued on from there. Howard Schnellenberger is a sports god from Miami.
Okay, love it. Mm-hmm. All right, I have a lot of the same things. Now, I'm really frustrated because I haven't gotten a lot of good nicknames. Like Dan Marino, I Googled Dan Marino nickname and nothing came up. But I have him on my thing.
Ringless.
My favorite Dan Marino stat was in 1984 when he threw 48 touchdowns. It broke the touchdown mark by like 100 touchdowns. 48. Nobody did that in 1984. No. It was insane. The previous record was 36, and the dude threw 48. And when Brady and Mahomes and Manning threw 50 touchdowns, it was easy comparatively. Yep. Marino was doing it against an NFL. Nobody had seen an arm like this. Quickest release ever. Shame he didn't win. I think there are a lot of reasons, but Dan Marino for sure. You can't. Dwayne Wade, there's nothing to argue against because he's more so than another player who was there who I may or may not put on my list.
Oh, okay.
The fact that
he got the early,
Glenn Rice was my favorite. He got the early title and then he was part of the Heatles. And also, it just feels like he, more than, I'll just say it, LeBron, more associated with the place. And I think that's a big part of Mount Olympus for this. Like, what's a guy who spent the large majority of his career in one place? So that was easy. Okay. Number three, going against my own trend here, and I'm going with another coach, Pat Riley, because one title's there, obviously, but I didn't even realize this. I remember the ceremony. It's called the Pat Riley Court at Miami.
Yeah, talk about calling your shot.
You
at
said
Kaseya Center.
What's that?
At Kaseya Center.
Yeah, at Kaseya. What is Kaseya, by the way?
Who knows?
But Pat
Not
Riley.
Crypto.
You said that Dwayne Wade brought basketball to Miami. It was also Pat Riley.
Yeah.
And listen, I even remember as a coach, he kind of defined the 90s as the Knicks and the Heat coach by making it this rough and tumble game. Probably not for the best, but also did he build the championship team. It's really his DNA all over the Eric Spoelstra Heat as well. And he kind of got LeBron to go there. So I give Riles all the credit for that. Don Shula. I agree with you on that. There are some nicknames associated with Don Shula.
Are there?
Well, Killer Bee defense. I think that was Shula. The no-name defense, also Shula. Because defenses used to have nicknames too, people. People forget that, you know. And the Dolphins were all about that. And Mark Duper, Super Duper, great nickname. Shula, to me, I had Landry on my... He's the toughest dude. Like, he was in Miami. But Miami Dolphins right now, they're kind of, you know, soft, right?
Yeah.
It's Miami.
Well, you think the temperature goes below 40, they're toast.
Yeah. They were so tough.
They were.
Don Shula was just old school, tough guy.
And they were mean.
Yeah, that's what Shula was. You know, those back in the day in the 70s and 80s, like, coaches didn't want to hear about your feelings. They just wanted you to go out there and put your life on the line for the team. And to me, Don Shula is like the ultimate old school coach. Great steak chain. I've been to a couple Shulas. Really good. I think Riley and Shula for this city really deserve a spot as non-players. So who'd you leave off?
Now? No, that's a great point, because they are toughness, which is something that you don't necessarily associate with South Beach and
You're cushy, and
flashy and beautiful and warm and easy. And those guys are as tough as they come. I did leave off Pat Riley because I know that Pat Riley, to turn his back on New York and then come to Miami, and then all of the great rivalry they had between those teams. Alonzo Mourning probably deserves a lot of credit for that as well. But to me, Wade, yes, you could say Riley putting his rings on the table got LeBron to come to Miami, but it's the relationship with Wade that got LeBron to come to Miami. It was Wade and Bosch, and they were looking for a place to go. And I think Riley put him over the top, but I also think that without Wade, LeBron's not going there.
Yeah. No,
he would have joined Chris Paul or Carmelo or someone else, and it would not have been Wade.
But, you know, do you get Shaq there? I'm not sure. It's not just about the Heatles. It's also about the first title. And just to continue, actually, the fact that the team got to two more finals in the 2020s, I know it was kind of one's a bubble.
The other is a Jimmy Butler all-time amazing.
And they didn't really come close to winning that all. I got a couple guys I really, really considered. LeBron.
Did
4 years there?
It was not enough years.
Yep.
But I wonder, for people who are Miami sports fans, if you consider LeBron a sports god, because I don't think in L.A. they do.
No, L.A. Miami, definitely not. L.A., you have too much competition.
Not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
I had a big debate between Bob Greasy and Larry Zonka, too.
For me, it's Zonka.
I think Zonka's a bit more iconic than Greasy.
I thought Zonka was the guy.
Well, Greasy was, I mean, Hall of Famer, too. I think Greasy's a bit of a higher Hall of Famer than Zonka, but Zonka, you remember that guy.
I had an outside-the-box one, but to be honest, I wanted to have a shot at winning this poll, which you can go vote at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter and on X, and I didn't think I would have a shot if I put this person on here, but if you know, you know. Like, the real ones in Miami know.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Grandma,
I'll give you 100 guesses you're not going to get.
We're talking about
Josh Beckett.
2006 NBA champion Gary Payton.
He's clearly on my Oregon Mount Rushmore.
If you know, you know. So I'm going to guess that it's somebody who doesn't do a team sport.
His name is Wayne Huizenga. He owned three different sports teams in Miami all at the same time, and was the last outright owner, I believe, of the Miami Dolphins. He owns, I believe, also car dealerships. Wayne Huizenga, if you know, you know, was a huge figure in Miami, owning all three teams at one time.
What was his big mistake? I'm trying to remember. He made a terrible mistake at some point.
Did he break out the Marlins?
I don't know.
After they won the title?
He did something that...
Co-owner of Blockbuster.
He's Blockbuster Wayne Huizenga. Yeah,
Wayne Huizenga is a huge deal in South Florida.
He's a big deal, but I don't know if he was such a great owner.
I mean, you own three sports teams at the same time.
How many titles did he win?
Well, I don't know. Not many. But that's a huge amount of influence for one city.
Well, did he win with the Marlins?
Yeah, yes. I think he did. Yes.
I think he won with the first one, and the second one was Jeff Lurie, right? The other
Did he, that dude won a title?
Yes.
But by the way, it's interesting. We didn't even look at the Marlins. Who would it be? Longoria?
Like I said, Josh Beckett.
No, Longoria is Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tom. Yeah, I don't even know the right team. Yeah. Oh, no. Jeff, who's Mr. Marlin? Jeff Conine,
Jeff
right?
Conine is Mr. Marlin.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. But you're not going to put Jeff Conine on the list.
Mike Lowell.
Yeah, Mike Lowell could have been the guy. Yeah. So here's the thing about the Marlins is that they kept breaking them up after right. they would win.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, but Miguel Cabrera is a Detroit Mount Olympus.
Jed Chisholm.
It's the two most random titles ever. Because they, you're exactly right. They just wouldn't keep it together.
Well, this is sad, but Jose Fernandez, in a sad way, because it's, you know, unfortunately he passed away in a boating mm-hmm. accident. But what could have been with Jose Fernandez is unbelievable.
That one year with Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton, Yelich. Christian Yelich. Oh, man, that team was pretty good.
So here's the other person I thought of. But I don't know if you consider Fort Lauderdale is not part of Miami.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the stadium's as close to Fort Lauderdale as it is Miami.
Well, Chrissy Evert, 18-time major champion women's tennis player, is from Fort Lauderdale. I thought about Nick Bollettieri.
Did you have to Google that, or did you know it?
I know that Chris Evert's from South Florida.
See, I don't think, there's South Florida's own Chris Evert. I mean, LeBron's from Akron. I know that. I did not know Chris Evert was from Florida.
Well, do your homework.
No, I'm saying, like, sports guy, it's got to be common knowledge.
I think it is for people here, there.
I have something that'll make EJ mad. I get the U, but a lot of guys go to Florida State and Florida out of...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There are a lot of people graduated from some other universities in that town. I'm saying there are Seminole fans and Gator fans in Miami as well.
My CTE acting up.
No, but the actual team is in Coral Gables.
Right.
Yeah. No, I know. But I do think, like, I don't think just putting Miami Hurricanes tells a whole story of the South Florida football scene. I think there's a lot going on.
I totally disagree, because you talk about who's the most engaged fans of that area. I'd argue it's Miami Hurricanes fans still.
Right, but there's also a lot of rival fans in the same area.
Yeah, but that's just...
They go to war.
Right, that's just geography. I mean, the Dolphins don't have any fans nearby, and nobody cares. Like, they haven't cared since Dan Marino retired. You not having a hurricane is crazy to me. I'm sorry. I love Pat Riley, but...
Yeah, I had to put Schellenberger.
Which hurricane?
I think you could have done Schellenberger. I think you could have done Sean Taylor. I think you could have done Jimmy Johnson. I think Michael Irvin.
If you have four could-haves, then you have no actual Mount Olympus spots.
No, all those guys I'm putting over Pat Riley.
Does LeBron James deserve to be on the Mount Olympus of Miami sports? 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Question for you. And what do you think about our list here of the four sports gods from Miami and South Beach? It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Don't move.
And I want my damn respect, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. Once again, we learned how hard this assignment is, Maggie. Mount Olympus, four sports gods from every major sports city. Today is Miami. And EJ's a Hurricane fan. He said, well, why didn't you put, and then he named 17 different Hurricanes players. Because there's four spots, and you got Dwayne Wade and Dan Marino. You can't have the Frank Gore and Jared Payton on there.
Well, I put Howard Schnellenberger on mine, along with Wade, along with Dan Marino, and Don Shula, because to me, that really exemplifies what Miami sports is all about. The U has to be represented.
But you're trying to cheat this by saying Howard Schnellenberger represents, and then name 25 different exciting Hurricane players. Yes. I feel like that's cheating the process a little bit.
You guys totally just snubbed Brad Kaya. I can't believe it.
And by the way, Howard Schnellenberger didn't even coach a lot of the more famous guys, you know, who you're just talking about. He did coach very famous guys, won the title in 83, but that was the Bernie Kosar year. We were asking if LeBron James should be on the Mount Olympus for Miami sports gods. Chris is in Vancouver. He says, absolutely yes, Chris.
You guys are absolutely nuts for not having LeBron James. I understand the fatigue is real. The guy's been in the league since before Christ. But you guys, he's been to four championship games with the Miami Heat. He won two of them. He won two final MVPs. He was a four-time defensive first team's defense with Miami Heat. Like, take Dwayne Wade off that list. That's how good he was.
Wait, I have a question for you though, Chris. Something a little closer geographically to you. Would you put Kevin Durant on an all-time Bay Area list?
Would I put him on that list? You know what? After the names I heard yesterday, why not? The fact that you're going to put Schnellenberger on and not put Steve Kerr on yesterday, like, the guy won four championships. You're putting Don Shula for two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Here's why I ask. Because LeBron, like Dwayne Wade, a little bit of a carpetbagger situation, had the other guy next to him, Steph Curry, like Dwayne Wade, the homegrown draft pick who won before the other superstar got there. I think there's a lot of correlation between Warriors team and the Miami Heat Heatles team, and nobody put Durant on the Golden State one, so why would we put LeBron on the Miami one?
Because the choices were so good in Golden State. That's why Durant didn't make it. I had to leave Willie Mays off my darn list. And you're telling me, and I was just thinking about Jeff Conine for Miami list. So it's a matter of which city. Chris kind of sold me. I want to put LeBron on mine now.
Who are you taking off?
I would put Chris Bosch's rebound over Schnellenberger on that list in game six. Or I'd put Ray Allen's shot over anybody on that list. Anyways,
if you're going to put a shot on the list, then Ray Allen. Or if you're going to put a chase down. No, that was different. LeBron's a good candidate, by the way. It's way different than Durant and the Warriors.
Okay, but
that's not even a good analogy. LeBron is a reason the Heat won those titles. Durant joined an already contending team. If LeBron doesn't go to Miami, there's no champions in that early 2010s. Wade and Bosch aren't winning one. one.
Well, but Wade had already won one. That's what I'm saying. He had already won
a title.
He's a
Shaq.
Thank you, Chris. Well,
because of Gary Payton.
And Wade carried
Wade was.
Yeah, but without Shaq there, he's not winning that. I'm just saying.
Shaq was terrible in those finals.
But it's way different than, come on. He wasn't that bad. Also, it's way different. Like, LeBron going to Miami is not the same as KD going to Golden State. I don't think anybody thinks it is.
I think they're closer than you might think.
What?
We put LeBron on the Cleveland Mount Olympus. I don't think he's getting on any others. He's not getting on Miami, and he's not getting on L.A.
Cleveland!
We already did L.A. He's not on there.
Because L.A. is too many stars. But generally, you think it's the same thing? What was Miami before LeBron got there? What was Golden State before KD got there? Golden State had just won 73 games.
No, I understand. But again, it's the same correlation of the homegrown draft pick guy who had already won, and then the other superstar comes to join him.
Yeah.
So the original guy gets the god qualities. He gets the godlike respect, and the other guy is the other guy.
Because LeBron left too early. That's the only problem. The reason he didn't make it is he just left too early. If he had stayed and not gone to Cleveland and rode that out with Miami, and I guess it's because Pat Riley took his cookies away. Is that what the story is?
That's what we're led to believe.
Okay. Then it became ice cream.
I mean, you take a man's cookies and ice cream away. What do you think he's going to do?
Very understandable.
He's going to go join Kyrie Irving.
I'd crash out too.
Manny's only propped up on cookies, ice cream, and Zins.
Mm-hmm.
Bogus is here with headlines. What's up, Bogus?
Sorry, Ma.
For the first time in these finals, somebody has won consecutive games. The Thunder now playing from ahead, up 3-2 on the Pacers. After a 120-109 home win last night, Jalen Williams was the star, a playoff career-high 40 points. But that 3-2 lead is all that matters to him right now.
It's something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2. And we still have to go earn another win.
Williams scored 24 of his 40 in the second half. When Indy cut an 18-point deficit down to 2 in the fourth, only to let the Thunder run away for good. 31 points of support from Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. And now comes the hard part. Two chances to win one game and that title.
Obviously, it's a lot easier said than done playing against a really good basketball team. But we got to try to stay in that space, in that momentum on both ends of the floor for longer periods of time if we want to kind of hoist this thing.
Game 6 in Indy on Thursday night. 2 full days to rehab for Tyrese Haliburton, who is battling a right calf issue. Haliburton missed all 6 shots he took last night, scoring just 4 points. Indy led by Pascal Siakam's 28. TJ O'Connell scored 18 off the bench, including 13 in the third. But Perloff still wonders if TJ is good. It is.
So do I.
I don't.
No, he needs a nickname.
TJ.
Like, beyond that.
Megan's brother.
You know how old TJ McConnell is? I actually was shocked.
32.
35.
33.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's happening now? It's shocking.
Hey, late bloomers.
He wasted all those years on the Sixers.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Not even
that
many years. He came in the league really late.
It is damage control time in Boston. Red Sox president Sam Kennedy seemingly blaming Rafael Devers' reluctance to switch positions this season for Sunday's stunning trade.
We worked at it. We had a different vision for him going forward than he had, and we couldn't get there. We couldn't find alignment, and we reached that inflection point and made the decision to make a big move.
GM Craig Breslow adding that Devers' camp floated the idea of an amicable divorce, but other reporting says Devers told management he loves Boston, wants to stay, but feels underappreciated, and if they don't want him anymore, then a trade would make some sense.
Bogus, go ahead.
Question. So he reportedly will switch positions now? Like,
I don't know that we know that yet.
I thought I saw that he said he's open to the idea now. Okay. Maybe
You might be wrong. I'm right. I just don't know.
But if he does switch positions and you're a Red Sox fan, I think he becomes the bad guy in this situation.
See, I think the Red Sox become the bad guys. It's like,
why?
He's willing to do it for another organization, but what got so sour that he wouldn't do it for you guys?
Why would you not blame him?
I think because you could say they obviously approached it wrong, right? They didn't sell it to him in a way. Maybe you don't think you need to do that kind of thing, but
what would the Giants do differently? Like, I think it's on him.
Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to see the same. And by the way, I don't know if we're ever going to know exactly what happened, like, and who said what to who and who actually ordered the code red on this. But obviously it's the team's decision, because I had heard that maybe he asked for a trade also and then that got nixed. Here's a good theory or a good opinion I heard about this yesterday, and I'm sorry, I forgot who said it. Like, why not just play the season out and trade him in the offseason?
Especially because the Red Sox are looking really good right now.
They're looking good now, and he was still playing well.
Yeah,
so,
why not trade him at the deadline?
Right. This is where
the deadline, but the off, like, see if you actually make the playoffs and then trade him.
Yeah, and this is where the Luka comparisons come in, because they basically confirmed yesterday that they traded him to trade. Like, they didn't shop him around. There was this weird word salad sentence about it's not the best deal, but the best deal is not always the best deal. Like, it was a really weird explanation from Craig Breslow. So it is Nico Harrison light, where they have this, you know, above average elite talent, and you would think that multiple people would have lined up to trade for him.
Right.
At the deadline or in the winter, you'd have a different batch of suitors, more suitors. Instead, they pull the trigger out of nowhere in a deal with the Giants. And yes, they get the money off their books, but they get no player value back for him. And now you got to trust them to spend that money in general and then to spend it correctly now that they have it back again.
But there are other critics who say teams wanted nothing to do with that contract. In fact, there was a rumor that they might even have to give away prospects to get rid of that contract.
But did they shop them?
Yeah, I mean, but even if they shopped them, they were not getting anything great back because of the finances.
Sure, but like with Luka, they didn't have to trade him.
No, I understand. You're right. And I don't think they shopped him, which is a mistake. But then again, I think it was chemistry. They're like, well, if Devers isn't going to switch positions, we got all these young guys here. Like, I don't know. You could make an argument that Devers was not being a team first guy.
No doubt.
And the best thing to do is to get rid of the non-team first guy. That's an argument. I'm not saying it's right.
There's also an optics of this of you can't trade him further away. You know, like,
yeah,
remember when Bill Belichick traded Jimmy Garoppolo to the 49ers? Like, switching conferences and the other coast and as far away as humanly possible from Boston, Massachusetts. You can't get any further.
Yeah, we sent them to Seattle, but they're in the same conference.
Right. Well, you might actually have to see them in a playoff in some alternate universe.
And that's the only thing that makes sense in the weird sentence about, like, the best deal is not always the best deal. Like, I think he was saying, like, maybe the Rays wanted him, but we didn't want him anywhere near us. We have to take a lesser deal to get him geographically and, like...
Yeah, how do you know that's, like... how do you know your fans are going to hate this? Because you can't even have the guy anywhere in the same time zone.
And they'll be asleep when he plays most of their games.
Yeah, they're going to hear about it in the morning when he hits two home runs
against
the Dodgers. It's, like, it's totally... That's one of the reasons why they did this. Also, quickly on Perloff's point, I think he raised a question, why would he change position somewhere else? It's like sometimes when you're in a toxic relationship, you're like, I'm not doing anything for this man or this woman.
Yeah.
Like, they suck. I hate them. I'm not doing anything. Then you get into a new relationship, you're like, ooh.
Oh, I'll do the dishes.
Yeah, I'll do this. Okay, sure. For them,
I'll take out the garbage. I'll walk
doesn't
the dog.
Mean it's right, but I think that's what that happens sometimes.
But there are all sorts of players who do that, specifically wide receivers in the NFL. It's like they turn against a team, and then after a couple of years, they turn against their new team. And then after a couple of years, they turn. Stephon Diggs jumps to mind.
Yep.
Like, you have a shelf life if he will recreate that relationship at some point in San Francisco.
Surely that press conference was also face-to-face with reporters, right? Not through a Zoom, Bogues?
No, I think it was Zoom.
Oh, what an optic.
Manny getting after the Red Sox. 888-710-4ISN. Bogues, thanks so much. We get back to the Mount Olympus of Miami, the four sports gods from South Florida. Yes.
Manny, you're the biggest soccer fan here. Isn't this whole thing about paying for John Henry's soccer team? That's a rumor out there.
Yeah, that is
so,
a rumor.
So, man, you should back this deal. And you're a Yankee fan.
Listen, Rafi Devers, have fun in San Francisco, bro. I'll see you never.
Are you a Liverpool fan? No.
No, I'm a Barcelona fan. But, yeah, it is pretty damning about what's happening with the Fenway Group and Liverpool.
Is this a good enough conspiracy theory to get your, like, basement fired up again and bring out the murder board and the notebooks and stuff?
Like, way ahead of you.
Okay. Not enough levels for Maggie.
Maggie's going to come home with an English breakfast.
No one's died yet.
I've got a noon flight to London. I have yet to tell you guys about.
Liverpool does not play in London. They play in Liverpool, but whatever.
I can't get a direct flight from JFK to Liverpool. I checked. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN.
A world traveler Manny disagrees.
I call horse manure on that one, but let's go to break.
We got so much to do. Back to Miami. Taking our talents back to South Beach. The four sports gods for Miami. Should LeBron James be on this Mount Olympus?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bad Bunny, not a Miami native, but today we do the four sports gods from the city of Miami. It's the Maggie and Perloff Mount Olympus. Just quickly, I went with Dan Marino, with Dwayne Wade, Don Shula, and Howard Schnellenberger. Pearl?
I went with the same three, except no Schnellenberger. Pat Riley is my fourth spot.
Don is in L.A. Don, what do you think of our Miami sports gods?
I think it's a good list, but here's one name you forgot. Probably the most obscure Miami football player, but probably the one of the most famous persons. And how about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Ooh, Don.
He's from California, but...
Did
the Young Rock grow up in Miami?
No, he's from California, but...
Yeah, I know, but
come on. But he plays for the Hurricanes.
A lot of places.
Come on.
Oh, man, Don, that just made me think.
What made you think about the Rock is cooking?
Okay, so he played. He's not even close to being the best player from the University of Miami, obviously, but he is the most famous.
Definitely.
Yep.
Don, what else you got?
Don, Maggie, EJ, how many games do you think the Rock played in Miami?
He was hurt a lot. I think there was one season where he played most of the season, but he was hurt most of his career.
Wait, when he took that now infamous photo where he's wearing the turtleneck, the chain, and the fanny pack, we all know what I'm talking about. Was he at the U with that?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah, he was.
By the way, our buddy Ryan Leaf went on his recruiting visit, and I think The Rock took him out.
Great story from Ryan. Going around a limousine in South Florida. Very, very cool. Don, you had something else about Josh Allen's nicknames? We're talking about why there are no good sports nicknames anymore.
Yeah, well, don't forget, the one good thing Tony Romo does do is he gives Josh Allen the nickname of the alien. So that's a great nickname. But
I think the problem with nicknames is that it relies on the person's personality. We as a society have kind of shied away from people having personality these days. So the nicknames have gone away. You know, I think the best nickname in the NFL is Joe Burrow. I mean, he's got like four of them, right? But he's got that personality that allows him to get a nickname.
Yeah, but Calvin Johnson had a sick nickname, Megatron. He didn't have any personality.
That's true. I would agree with that one.
It's not a one-size-fits-all thing. So Romo is good at giving people nicknames. I never even realized. He calls Josh Allen the alien?
The alien, yep.
Huh. Maybe there's more Romo than meets the eye.
I feel like Gruden could have been a good nickname guy.
He's Chucky.
This guy.
He had a good nickname.
Yeah, his was Chucky.
That was a good nickname.
Which fit. See, Jay in Nashville, Don, thank you for that. Jay in Nashville called earlier and said, you're not supposed to like your nickname. Yeah, your nickname's supposed to cut a little bit, like it's supposed to be a little too close to the vest.
Like the Iceman? What are you talking about? Dr. Duncan?
I think that's more like personal people, not athletes. Athletes, you are supposed to like the nickname.
I guess so. But Chucky seems like one of those where you don't love that if that's you.
Yeah.
John Gruden.
John probably did, though. He's a lunatic.
Oh, my God.
There's a Mexican soccer player nicknamed Chucky.
I like it better in Spanish.
His name is Irving Lozano. Chucky Lozano.
And he has red hair?
No. I have no idea why they call him.
Why are they calling him that?
I have no idea.
All right.
There are a lot of college football guys lately who don't use their real name. I have noticed that. So maybe there is a trend to come back to nicknames. Sauce Gardner was one.
Yeah, Sauce, Kool-Aid McKinstry, the Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. Yeah, there's been a few. The SEC has got plenty.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Oh,
but
we forgot Megatron.
I just mentioned it.
Yeah.
My favorite was when Chase Claypool was called Mapletron because he's from Canada and he was showing Megatron-like skills for about a season.
The Maple Mamba, R.J. Barrett.
Yeah. Oh.
Ban all
Maple Jordan.
I mean,
Andrew Wiggins.
Influx of Canadian players gives some opportunities, but they don't have a ton of personality.
Well, it's funny because you got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is now one of the most famous Canadians, and he's Maple Nothing.
And he has a cousin that's also playing.
We heard that a time or two.
Really? Didn't hear that one before.
Lots more to do. The Miami Mount Olympus, the four sports gods of Miami. Does LeBron James deserve a spot on that list? We got some football for you, too. Don't move.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you.
Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.